Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to this week's episode of Failing Forward. This is Hip Hop Eddie, the voice of a generation. And now your host, Kel C-Ray.
Welcome to Failing Forward. It's me, man. It's Kel C-Ray. If you came across this podcast, like most of you probably did, because you subscribe to Crappy Awesome, that's okay. Don't be alarmed. It's just a new show. Crappy Awesome presents Failing Forward with me. And it's not technically a new show because I think there's like two episodes out there already. And if you subscribe to Crappy Awesome, then you know that. But yeah, man, I decided to do a new podcast really because I feel like Crappy Awesome was something that we had to learn, and I feel like we have it down now. So it's not that I don't want to do Crappy Awesome anymore, because I'm still doing Crappy Awesome. In fact, as we speak, I think Arash is going on like a one-month hiatus, kind of, because he's got to deal with launching his new brand, Justified Hype. Shout out to Justified Hype. But yeah, so I'm going to be still doing Crappy Awesome, because I love the interview-based stuff. But I also feel that Crappy Awesome has a feel now. People who followed it, 300 plus episodes, I think that's fair to say. There's a feel to it. And I think it's really important to not get stuck in one vibe. For me anyways, that's like something that is important to me. So now that I feel like I've kind of got Crappy Awesome, I got it under control. I can do Crappy Awesome. I know how to do Crappy Awesome. Crappy Awesome doesn't make me nervous. Any of that kind of shit. But this does. Doing my own podcast. That does. It's weird. Oddly enough. It doesn't. Me doing Crappy Awesome doesn't seem to help me in this situation. So, yeah, so I'm going to work through it. I've been procrastinating at it. Because I just don't want to. This is what it comes down for me. I try to. And it's weird because I don't even like saying shit like this because I feel. See, I'm second guessing myself right now. I don't like doing it because I can't imagine that you would necessarily care to hear a show where it's my show and from my mind and opinions. That's it. Feels good to get that off my chest. But do you see how that could be like misinterpreted? Like people be like, I don't yet. Yeah, no, you know what it is? I'm just second guessing it. I feel like, why do I need to? I'm explaining to you how you feel. That's ego shit right there. Working on it. But yeah, man, this is what I want to do on the show. So I want to talk to, I still want to talk to people. Right? But maybe not so long form, maybe just like pieces of like a bigger conversation. And then I can use, like, I'll record a conversation with somebody, for example. Like, I could go talk to like Curtis King and we'll talk about a bunch of different topics, but I'll cut the audio that's pertinent to the topic that I'm talking about on the show. Thus, it all kind of blends in. I'm trying to, this is my ultimate goal, is I'm trying to create something that looks like it does in my head. So like when you listen to this show, I'm trying to invite you into my head, and this is how the thoughts come out sometimes, and it's not always like structured. It jumps around. It's just I said this the other day. I tweeted the other day that I always have like all my pots on the fire, and it's true. But that's because I'm like comfortable doing that. I know it's not like the most effective way for other people or many people to do it, but it doesn't bother me. Like that's, I've learned how to work like that. It helps me because if I'm not concentrating on one thing, then I need to always be concentrating on something. That's just how my mind works. If it doesn't, things can get bad. So I try to keep my mind going, doing what I'm doing and trying to think of new things to do. So this podcast is one of those. So I'm going to talk to experts. I feel like people who are experts in the things that I'm interested in, and hopefully get some information from them that you could then use in your own life, or maybe you could, maybe it'll spark something in you to like be interested about that topic because the conversation was so good and you got so much out of it that you're like, hey, let me check out this Curtis King guy and see what he does, or, you know, Reverie or whoever it is. You know, I'm gonna talk to a lot of people outside of hip hop as well, though, because we're hip hop, right? Like, this is the way I feel the most comfortable doing the show, is I kind of pretend like you guys are here. So it's we versus them thing. It just helps me. It helps me reconcile this. It's a process, people. And I'm just inviting you along. You don't have to come along. Cool thing about this is you didn't have to do anything extra. If you subscribe, most likely you found this podcast because you subscribe to Crappy Awesome, or this podcast is so dope. It turned out so dope that it somehow got its way to you. Then I don't care how you got here. That's just dope. But either way, you probably did get through here through Crappy Awesome. You didn't have to do anything extra. These will just show up. I think I'm going to do 2 a week from the hip hop side for like the hip hop fans who know me mostly through that world. I think I am going to like still incorporate music to this. I want to give you guys some of my favorite songs. The thing is, though, here's the thing, man. Look, if I put music on the show and then I upload the podcast to YouTube, most of that music is already copywritten. You know, like most of the artists we speak to have their music. If they're on Spotify, period, it's going to pop up on YouTube. And then we can't really do anything with that video. What I mean by that is, like, we can't. If we have, like, some of our sponsors, for instance, the sponsor of this show, man, I completely forgot that. I'm working it out. Sponsor of this show, though, Stay Illuminated. That's the only sponsor of this show. Stay Illuminated for all your lifestyle needs. Go to stayilluminated.com right now, because you can do that. You can multitask unless your phone is whack. Go to stayilluminated.com right now. And when you buy the merch that I know you're going to buy, because it's fresh. Like, if you never heard of Stay Illuminated and you wanted like a brand where like you're into brands maybe, or maybe you're just like into new, like cool shit, Stay Illuminated is one of those brands you can trust that they're not going to sell out. it's they have a history now of bucking the system. If you like that shit, if you like to support art like that, that's really about that life, you're probably going to pick something up at Stay Illuminated. And then if you do that, all you have to do, my gift to you, because I'm here to give to you, type in crappy awesome. All one word, I believe. Crappy awesome. At checkout, and you'll get free shipping. To... We keep saying on Crappy Awesome, we keep saying anywhere in the world. I'm not sure if that's true. I'm pretty sure it explains this, though. Like, if you... Look, just type in Crappy Awesome at the end, and you'll get free shipping, unless it's to somewhere where they don't do that, and then... Sorry. You don't even have to buy the stuff then, I guess. I mean, you could put it back. Like, don't be all like, man, I had to buy it because I was already at checkout. Nah. Not going to slide. If you're just impulsive, if you're, it's neither here nor there. I digress. Crappy awesome at checkout. Free shipping. StayIlluminated.com. But yeah, so if we put this on YouTube and it has music, gonna get dinged, and then we can't use it for anything. But I don't know, man. I don't know if I care, you know. I kind of care, guys. I gotta care. I'm an independent artist. YouTube is one of the ways that I can monetize my art, and trust me, you don't get a whole lot back. It's not, you know, but you shoot high, right? Like, that's what I'm shooting high. Shit, I feel like this is going to be dope, and I am going to be able to get advertising on it, and otherwise, why do this, right? So, I don't know. I'll think about it. Maybe I gotta probably look at what the exact rule is on how long a song can play, maybe. Or maybe if I talk over the song. Yeah, that might work. Because it's basically just an algorithm that kind of looks for songs that are already registered with some publishing companies. And YouTube finds them. And then you can't do anything with that video, like I explained. But yeah, I'm going to figure it out. But I feel like I still want to have music here. So I think I want to kind of introduce you at least to some of my favorite artists. And I'll be doing that throughout the show. So, yeah, man, buckle up. This is Failing Forward. Still going to be talking to people, like I said. It's not just me. See, why do I feel... What? I feel like I have to explain that to you so that you feel okay with this. We're going to work it out. We'll be right back.
First one in the pool, last one off the boat. And my feet keep kicking, rather drown than be anybody's victim. You can get the dickums, you can never pick them. The same broken minds with the same broken system. You do it all the same though. No claim to your shame while you try to be the next nobody with some fame. I know the pain though, and I cannot do it. I'm into the panic, I stay off the fluid. And I should just quit it. This game is so fake, turn your life into gimmicks. Yeah, but I get it. Everyone gotta eat, everyone got they limits. But I ain't with it. I guess I'll die chasing dreams. Give a fuck if I live it.
This is what we really want. I should just deny it. This game is so fake. Turn your life and your limits. This is what we really want.
And I should just deny it. This game is so fake. Turn your life and your limits.
This is not making them proud. This is not talking that loud. Not saying you rap. I don't admit that I'm trapped. I don't admit that I'm trapped. I'm looking at the floor from the corner of the ceiling. My life in reverse, just way more appealing. I'm probably not dealing that well with my feelings. And if it gets worse, then I'll probably make a killing.
This is what we really want. I should just quit it. This game is so fake.
Heyo. That's my new song, called Gimmicks. And yeah, it's a video I've been working on lately. I like it. I'm excited about it, guys. Got a new video coming. Gonna be dropping that song on all platforms. And then it's full swing into 2018 with a bunch of new materials. Music, videos. I'll be doing a bunch of stuff. I told you guys. All pots on flames. All day, every day. You know what is one of the dopest things about doing this new podcast is I could do it anywhere, because if I talk to people, I'm probably going to talk to them on the phone or something, I think. Unless it just pops up, you know what I mean? Because real shit, good interviews pop up all the time. I just don't record them. But now I will. So, and I think that'll be dope. That'll be dope for everybody. Dope for you guys. Dope for me. Hold on, man. I got to... See, I'm here at home, just me and my two doggies. Bella's my dog, and Blue and Bella, the unofficial co-hosts of the Failing Forward podcast. But hold on, Bella needs a help up onto the sofa. She's just a little baby, just a little dog. They're both little dogs. I was never a little dog dude, man. And then I got two little dogs. And what the fuck are you going to do? It's not like I can kill them. You got to kind of, you could turn into a little dog dude. Just happens that way. Didn't mean for it to happen that way. But they're both rescues. So that's a positive. Right? Took two potential thugs off the street. They're now very well behaved, very chill. I like to think of them as the dogs you would think that I would have. Whatever you think that is, that's probably, you're probably right. They're cool though. I'm a nice dude. Yo, man, so this year, 2018, I'm going to continue my journey on trying to be the best person I could possibly be. In the least superficial way. I don't want it to be like, how do you, like, I feel like it's impossible for you to say what I'm really about is being the best person I can be without sounding kind of douchey. Why is that? Is that, that's like self-hate, you think? Like self-hate. Like, people can't cope with things being perfect. We gotta fuck it up. Yeah, maybe that's what it is. It's just not able. We're not able to deal with any type of perfection. Thus, people shooting for a certain type of perfection. Because, I mean, even the way I said it, right? A certain type of perfection, which in itself denies perfection, right? Because there is no single perfect thing. I guess mathematically, maybe. That is something I've been interested in lately. I've been reading articles on if there is such thing as mathematical, or beauty broken down in mathematical terms. Because I think there might be. It's all math to me, man. I think it's all math. Yeah, but yeah, so I'm going to continue being, as good as possible, and, I think I got it. I'm not going to bullshit you. I think I'm getting it down. This last year was a big learning year. This is the first time I'm talking to you guys, by the way, like this year, because, the last Crappy Awesome podcast were all recorded last year, but released this year. So here I am. But yeah, 2018, I'm ready. I'm hyped about it. I gotta just keep being super honest. Here's a problem I'm dealing with, like an equation I'm trying to figure out. Does being, like, if you're trying to be the best person you can be, right? And like what I think that means is being the most honest person you can be. But honesty causes pain sometimes. So that would assume that existence can't operate without pain of some sort. Like pain and the opposite of that, whatever that is. Like they have to exist together, so neither one of them are good or bad. I don't know, man. That's a deep one. Whew. I almost went off the deep end right there. I have a tendency to do that. You see that? You saw that. You heard that live right now. That's how it happens. It just starts snowballing. Whew. Gotta shake that one off. I don't need to know that. You know what I mean? Like, what do I need to know that for? Ugh. Guys, if there's anything I could turn off, it would be that. Like, I don't need to know all that shit. I think very deeply. Yeah. Because if you keep going with that, I mean, where does that end? It doesn't end. It's a problem. It's just like, it's trying to get you to chase it. And you don't ever catch it. At least I don't think so. See, and yeah, and if I can openly say, I don't think you can catch it, and I still try to chase it, that's insanity. And I know that, and that's what I'm working on. But it's not like I'm working on it like crazy. It's more like playing racquetball with the things I shouldn't be thinking about. Just kind of whacking it back on itself. Because that's the only thing you can really do, more or less. But yeah, I don't know. It has to work itself out. How's this for a show? Are you enjoying yourself? Yo, you know what I am stuck on right now is the last Chappelle special. I'm talking the last one, the one that's like 20 minutes long or something like that. The Bird Revelation. Oh man, that thing is dope. He said some deep shit in that, man. He said that that thing about what if rape isn't the worst thing going on in Hollywood? And he's like, wouldn't that be something? Man, just the way he said that, it was chilling. Chilling, because you just know that he knows, you know? And like, he's trying to like, I mean, I wonder if he thinks, is it so serious that I can't just come out and say, look, there's a bunch of satanic shit going on in Hollywood, or whatever it is, you know, they're aliens or whatever it is. You don't think that he can just come out and say it? Because if he doesn't come out and just say it, then that means he takes it that serious, right? Or he's in on the joke. Those are the only two logical things, right? Like, it's so serious that even, like, 'cause what's the point of leaking something if there's no repercussions to you revealing whatever is behind that leak? If there's no repercussions, there's no reason to leak something. You could just put it out. Bam. Here it is. This is what's going on in Hollywood. But if he thinks something might happen to him if he does that, then you're talking about a whole another thing, right? Like, he's doing everything he can do. You know, though, here's the thing, man. I don't know if everybody thinks this, but I have a tendency to believe that the people at the highest levels of, like, Hollywood, the entertainment business in general, like, we don't even have to have a discussion on how deserving they are of those places. That's like a whole nother discussion. But regardless, if I think once you're at the highest levels, I'm talking like Chris Rock, Oprah, Chappelle's up there, you know, like there's levels, obviously. There's levels to that shit. Oprah's obviously like at the highest levels. But I think when you can create your own world, you know, like literally create your own world. Like, your house looks exactly like you want it to look, and your car is exactly like it is, and the person you're with is cut out of a movie because they are like a movie star, or, you know. I think it's got to be impossible to not have like grandiose thoughts, like you can rule the world, you know, like it's hell. Why would you not at least have that thought? It's crazy, you know, especially if it happens to you quickly and you don't have time to process it. I can see, you know, and young, maybe, you know, couple that together, couple those things. But I'm sure it can happen to anybody at any age. But obviously it's going to be easier to catch you in your most influential time. But yeah, man, that's why that Chappelle thing, I just think there's so many layers to it. I'm still taking it apart, you know? And then I noticed that there's a bunch of YouTube pages too, like taking that apart. So, and they get really into it. I mean, I'm really just watching them. Because I am not a private investigator, and I don't get paid to solve the Dave Chappelle thing. I mean, I'm just trying to go as logical as possible. I think that has to do with being the best person you can be too, because I think logic says you should be honest in most situations, right? I'm trying to not be absolute because I'm leaving it open for any option. But, you know, for the most part, I think being honest is being the most logical you can be. I think those things have to do with each other, you know. And that's the direction I'm going. So, yeah, I don't even know how I got to that point. See that? But it's entertaining, right? I mean, you're following along. It's not like I'm losing you. I'm not talking some alien dialect. It's just coming at you. Yeah, man. That's crazy. I've been thinking about the... is it the Me Too? It's Me Too, right? Me Too thing. The ladies are dealing with the issues right now. It's a crazy time. It's hard to have an opinion as a guy. And I feel there should be no remorse for that. Because it doesn't matter. I mean, maybe I shouldn't have an opinion. But I don't know. If I was to have one as an outsider looking in, because that's the best I can do, right? Because I'm not an insider. I'm a guy, I'm not like a small guy. I'm close to 6 foot. I'm not 6 foot though. Sorry. But I've always kind of been a big dude. So there's no way I can really relate. But as an outsider looking in, it does seem to be a little disorganized, which I guess could be expected, right? Like the movement, like if the movement is a new thing and it's, you know, they're trying to figure out, there's going to be a lot of opinions early on, because I feel like this is, it's not, obviously this isn't feminism reaching a high point or a low point. It's just it's a new chapter in feminism and women's rights, because the battle has been going on for a long time, right? We all know that, and that's not it's not a mystery. And now here, okay, so this is what I'm thinking about. You know, you have the Aziz Ansari thing, where for the most part, the guys that I know who've heard about the Aziz Ansari thing seem to feel like that sounds more like a bad date, right? Like a bad date, like maybe he thought they were vibing. Because you know what, here's the thing too, I think Aziz, and I'm not speaking for the dude, I don't know the dude, I don't know, he could be a great dude, he could be a horrible dude, I don't know. He, from the stuff that he puts out, you know, if that is his truth, you know, and he seems to be good at it, right? Like, seems like people who put out their truth seem to rise to the top a lot of the times in his field anyways, in comedy, where it's so judged on your honest viewpoint, right? So unless he completely made up that persona 100%, I think we owe it to him to like at least believe what he's putting out. Otherwise, why believe anything that anybody says, right? So let's just take him for his word. We believe what he puts out. If what he's putting out is honest, then he has fallen victim to something that most guys fall victim to, believe it or not. And I think Arash touched on this one time on Crappy Awesome, about how like 10% of the men are having sex with 90% of the women on the planet. Which at first you might think like, oh man, that's crazy. But nah, if you're a guy, you know that that's probably true. I can say this, right? Like, can I look at every guy I know and go, most of my guy friends are good with girls? That'd be a stretch. It would be a stretch to say most. And I think that's just being honest. And I think that it's normal. Like, those are normal stats. Like, nothing special about my roster. But it's, you know, it's average to above average. And I think those are normal stats. And so if that's happening, right? So that means that there's probably a lot of guys who don't know necessarily how to communicate with women, right? And I'd even volunteer the idea that no man knows how to communicate with a woman 100%. How could they? It's two completely different perspectives from birth. Societal norms and pressures, it's, you know, it's how do you survive that without being affected by it tremendously and it's shaping who you are? Unless, you know, I get it. I get that there's probably people who have been able to, I don't know, maybe you grew up on some farm way far away from everything and your parents were cool. They didn't treat you any less than if you were a girl, or didn't expect like machismo out of you as a guy, or, you know, but that's not the norm. We know that. I think we can all agree that that's probably not the norm. So then back to Aziz. Aziz fell victim to not being that good with girls, which he openly claims to be, like, not good with girls. Can't read them, doesn't understand them, they confuse him. That is his act. I don't know why nobody's having that conversation. Does it excuse it? I think where the conversation needs to start. What are we excusing? Because, ladies, if you want guys to be on your side, right, to want to be on your side, then let them. That's all you have to do is just let them. You don't have to do anything else than that. Just be yourselves. And if they want to help, let them help. And then help them to understand how they can help. But understand this, every guy lies somewhere in the gray area when it comes to interacting with women, because it's confusing and guys don't really understand how that works. And I don't know many guys. I don't know any guys who have it 100% down. No way. No way. I don't know any guy. I never have met one guy ever that was like, I completely understand women and where they're coming from. And this is what I think. If we need to start thinking about, like, talking about even playing fields, then that fact that guys do not understand you, maybe never will, you have to get over that. Because it shouldn't matter. Our understanding of you would be nice. However, whether we understand you or not, you deserve all the rights and privileges and freedoms that we have as well, regardless of if we understand you or not. And if we can come to that agreement, that which will be way easier, right? Like, we're not going to feel your pain. It's impossible. We can be empathetic. We can try, like, I think that's what you should hope for, right? Is like someone trying to feel your pain. But let's understand that it's just a gesture. It's not going to happen. There's no way. You know? After like the age of one, maybe, one or two, if you're lucky, we go our separate ways. And then we don't ever meet up again until we're supposed to be together for life. Right? Because like all our activities and everything are designed around building our cultural norms, right? Guys do guy stuff, girls do girl stuff. We come together in order to measure mates and the possibility of mates. Yeah. So, Aziz Ansari, if he is everything he says he is, then that story sounds 100% true. And two, like an honest mistake. And I think if the Me Too movement is deserving of the respect that I feel like it is, then it's also deserving of criticism. And it should also have the ability to work with criticism and if need be, make itself better by learning through these things. Because that dialogue has to happen. The stuff that I'm talking about, women need to hear that conversation and they need to hear those feelings, because it will put things in perspective. Because right now it seems like we're just acting on things without putting everything completely in perspective. And there is a side of feminism, because I see it on Twitter. And I know it doesn't represent everybody, but there is a voice being heard that casualties will happen, which means that guys will occasionally get accused unrightfully, you know? And so be it. And that's not, I don't think that is the answer, but I get it. I am on the side. I'm a guy. We haven't had any losses. That's what, you know, most feminism will point towards, right? That guys, we haven't had any losses, so we can't understand what it is to fight from behind, you know, like that. Like, you know, they're always fighting from behind, and it's, but I just don't, I think it would be unfair of me to think that you cannot, as a woman, logically think that the idea of meeting fire with fire is probably not the best way to come to a solution. The idea of meeting fire with fire, going to war, having casualties on both sides, is probably not our way. Like, we've never gone to war with somebody from America and then just been like, wow, I'm glad we got that over with. Cool, man, aren't we the best now? Like, you know, like every once in a while, you know, maybe women, I don't know where, if women can relate to this, but guys definitely, we do stupid shit like fist fight each other early on, and sometimes you'll fist fight somebody and at the end you guys come out as friends because you earned each other's respect. That has never happened. That's never happened in war. Right? It just hasn't. If you think like, oh, well, yeah, well, now we're friends with Japanese. No. No. The Japanese are still... You think that they're just cool with the fact that we basically almost annihilated them? They shouldn't be. Shit. You know? But that's... It just doesn't. It's, so, ladies, if we go to war, if you go to war, and you're like, look, there's going to be guys left on the way on the roadside, body parts everywhere. We don't care. Some people have to die for us to get to where we need to go. I think, have men done that in the past? Yeah, that's how I know that it's not a good idea. And, I don't see the logic behind, well, the idea of like, well, let us make that same mistake. Why? That doesn't fucking make any fucking sense. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't have the ability to do that, but I'm just asking you, why would you want to? Like, why not be smarter? And understand that there is a gray area, because as you guys have been placed in a position of having your power stripped, you know, constantly through societal norms and expectations and pressures and real physical violence and everything that comes along with that, we as men, you know, and I'm not asking for pity, I'm just simply pointing out the reality is men, we have been pushed into positions of having to be the fighter, having to be the warrior all the time, having an expectation of carrying families and loved ones on your back. That's kind of hammered into you early on. You need to eventually be that kind of man, that can take care of the entire fam. Like, if that's just something that you get drilled into you, and be tough. Don't lose a fight. Think about that. Don't lose a fight. Like, never lose a fight. You know, there's stuff, and that molds you. It hardens you. It makes you blind to maybe things that would seem very obvious to women. And I think if we can just have that conversation, we would we could get somewhere. You know, like, we could probably start trying to figure this out and understand that we want to figure it out. You know, you guys, girls are awesome. Don't want to be against them. You know? Yeah. Yeah, we'll be back.
What I was gonna do from the very start. I'm coming through to take your love and break your heart, but give you love and give you faith. I do things in different ways, evolve over time and embrace change. I did it all before, seen it at the liquor store, 40 ounce to freedom, but I wanted something more, cause I've been drinking all night, no bugs in my bed, so I sleep tight. So the possibilities are endless in my dreams, and when I'm penless, I can still pencil you in with my number two friend. Say goodbye to yesterday and write about the good times, cause we got one life to live, man. I'm just saying, what's the plan? Cause now that you're not here, I travel all over this land just to see my purpose manifest itself. I'm worth it and I'm working for that reason in itself. It's bigger than I could ever see. But since you've been gone, I seem to have been set free. I seem to have been set free. I seem to have been set free. I seem to have been set free from the mentality that I couldn't be what I wanna be, an MC with a story to tell that can tell it so well, so well. I told you what I was gonna do from the very start. I'm coming through to take your love and break your heart, but give you love and give you faith. I do things in different ways, evolve over time and embrace change. I did it all before, seen it at the liquor store, 40 ounce to freedom, but I wanted something more, cause I've been drinking all night, no bugs in my bed, so I sleep tight. No chips on my shoulder anymore, and no monkey on my back. So no living in the past, and no secrets, only facts. No more reasons to be mad, only happy and persistent. Everything can change in an instant, and I know that you've been listening from a distance, but who isn't? I've been trapped inside this prison, and I'm wishing my intentions weren't as wicked as the mentions that I'm getting, and the bars that I've been getting up. Since you've been gone, I can't seem to get enough.
Bonnie Blue. That's who. Oh man, Bonnie, that's the song that I'm doing the video for. So look out for that soon. That's called Since You've Been Gone. Sponsor check. Go over to stayilluminated.com right now. Why should you do that? I'm practicing being as honest as I possibly can. So this is what I have to say. I think you should go over there because they're an independent brand who have gone about promoting themselves, about building their brand, making their network, connecting with people in a very original way. You can say they're low-key, maybe to a detriment. We don't know. We'll find out, right? Would I like to see them doing more in the streets? I don't know. I feel like it's working, what they're doing, you know? They're very picky about who they work with. it's important to them that their brand is represented in a good way. And that, people, is a rare thing in the entertainment business. So if you are in the, in the market for some new clothes or some t-shirts, they got some really cool t-shirts or hats or beanies. They have great colors, like the color schemes. They're all really cool. From an artistic standpoint, I think their design team is amazing. Bees a Tree is an artist, is a hip hop artist, and one of the guys behind the brand, in the development of the brand, anyways. And yeah, those are all good reasons, I think. You know, that's as honest as I can be about it. And if you go there and you buy something, type in crappy awesome at checkout and you'll get free shipping. That's tight. That's dope. Anytime you don't have to pay extra for something that you need, because you need the shipping, right, to get the thing, or I don't know who's going to take it to you. It's not like they're just going to pack it up and throw it out the front door and then you're supposed to just drive up and grab it. Yeah. So the Me Too thing, that's where I stand right at this moment. It does seem like in some circles, Aziz is... gotta be careful how I say this. I don't want to say certain... it seems like there's some backlash to maybe how it was handled. I don't know if that even... I feel like Aziz is going to be all right. I think he's going to learn from this. And I think hopefully both parties will learn from this. I don't think we're going to send him off, blindfolded on top of the donkey. Like, he's not going to get exiled. I don't think it's going to happen. I think he's going to be all right. Hopefully everybody's all right. Hopefully we're all all right after this, right? But it's going to be rough times, ladies. I'll be here. You know, I'm playing far out to the left. You know, playing wide receiver or something. You know, just throw me the ball. Let me know the route. I'm at your bidding. I think that's the most we can do as guys, right? Let us know if you need to tag us in, and if you don't, handle it. You know? But nobody's perfect. And trying to come to an understanding can hurt sometimes. Yep. That's it for that. I'm sure there'll be more talk on that some other time. I feel like it's not even close to being over. But yeah, man. The Battle of LA. I just want to talk about that really quick. I got hit up the other day by the homie Kali via text. We were in a text conversation. And he said, yo, you heard of the Battle of LA? And some people might know the Battle of Los Angeles, like the movie. There's like a sci-fi movie. That movie was inspired by an event called the Battle of LA by most people who know about it. And it was an event that happened over the Los Angeles airspace. And it's basically the one of the most documented UFO sightings ever. But some people don't know about it. And I guess Kali didn't really know about it. And I'm sure a lot of people don't know about it. But it dates back to an event in February 25th, 1942, and basically the military, and I believe it was wartime, so the military was on high alert. Something flew into the airspace over Los Angeles. It was lit, meaning there was light radiating off of it. The military relit it up with spotlights that followed it the entire time this event happened, and it happened over a good period of time. It wasn't like a few seconds or anything like that. And apparently, U.S. military, we shot at it with our artillery, and we lit it up, and nothing happened, and it kept going, and it was reported the next day that we launched on, we believed it was a Japanese warship. That was the first thing. Probably not. I mean, that's probably the story the military put out, because the military knows what their artillery should be able to do, and this thing didn't get touched. It floated out to sea at some point and disappeared. And that's how they kind of described it, as a floating thing. And so some people later said, I think the military's official stance was that it was a weather balloon. But that would mean that the U.S. undoubtedly, at least for one night, displayed the worst aim ever. Like, ever. Somebody should have hit it. So, they lit it up all along the coast. Artillery. And it was a balloon. And they missed it. And then the balloon just flew away. That was the official statement. Most people know that that was bullshit. And that it was... that it was a UFO. It was one of the, you know, the most viewed UFO sightings of all time. And the more information that comes out about it, there was some CIA documents released early last year, which is always crazy to me, man. Guys, you know, they just released, like, they just put it, there's a bunch of UFO files that they've put out that at least after reading them, if you take them for the truth, it is at least acknowledgement that the U.S. military and government knows that there's UFOs. So why in 2018 are we still talking about it like it's a conspiracy? Like, that shit is crazy. Crazy. Drives me fucking nuts. But I digress. See, because then I can start going, I can go deep on that. Like, you know, how fucked up are we? How much in the Matrix are we? Battle of Los Angeles, yeah, 1942. Look into it. But it's really cool, man. I'm definitely going to be talking about some UFO shit on this show, because I'm supposed to be doing a podcast with Cookbook soon, but he's got a lot on his plate right now. He's in the studio with a big producer you all know and love, and he's completing a project, and he just released a podcast with Merce called Felipe's Garage. Make sure you guys go check that out on iTunes, Felipe's Garage. And that is not on the podcast platform that this is on Platform Collection. So go check out platformcollection.com and check out all the podcasts on there, like the Two Mix Hologram podcast, my other show Crappy Awesome, 60 East, has a show on there called Life on the Road with 60 East. There's Bars Weekly with Kali, which is a music podcast, which is really, really dope. I mean, that's just dope, period. Like, the Bars Weekly, you should just you just download them and keep them because they're playlists. And it's dope. Like, yeah. Anyways, yeah, man, get with the podcast thing. It's over there. Check out Pretty Fresh with Muds. Hopefully more episodes coming soon. But we're going to go hard on this show. We're going in. Yeah, I'm going to get out of here, though, because this was a stressful event. And I'm going to check in with you again, like, later in the week. See what up. And this thing's going to evolve, man. Stick with me. Ride with me. Like I said, if you're already subscribed to Crappy Awesome, there's nothing you have to do. You just download it. Let's chill. You know what I mean? If you got some show ideas, send them my way. But I think I got this. You're going to see. We're going to do some dope interviews on here. We're going to play some cool music. I'm going to introduce you to some stuff. By the way, that last song, I cut myself off from talking about it, but that was Bonnie Blue. Since You've Been Gone, like I said, I'm doing a video with her. It's a dope song. Bonnie and I work well together in the most crazy of ways. The most disruptive of ways. I don't know what it is. We work well together. We want to strangle each other most of the time. And then we really connect and we make dope art together. But, yeah, the video we got, we're ready to go now. We're releasing this video that I directed for her and, it's coming soon. So that I promise, we're getting our shit together. Takes time, man. This shit is not easy. It's not easy. This took a lot out of me. Let's get out of here with some music, though. I want to play some dope music. This is my boy, Juke the First. And damn, I feel like this song is probably going to ding me on YouTube. Let's find out. Maybe it won't. Maybe it won't. I don't know. Well, we'll see. Yeah, this is Juke the First. Check him out. He's in one of the newest members of my collective, The Fresh State. Shout out to The Fresh State crew. Yeah, and this is Juke the First, man. I love this song. I love Juke's style. He's really reminiscent of a soulful and happy time in hip-hop, which is so dope. Because he talks about deep shit, you know, it's not all fucking roses, but he's not afraid to talk about feeling good and trying to be happy. And that's really, really dope. And he does it in a really fresh way. He's got a dope voice. He's got a dope flow. Check him out, though, man. Become a fan. This is Failing Forward. I will see you guys, hear you guys, link with you guys, check in on you guys later in the week. And this show will continue to evolve. So I'm outro, yo. Juke the First. This is the Failing Forward Podcast.
Hey. Yeah. I remember when I sat at my desk, unconcerned with the world, the value of acts. I closed my eyes and fell into the depths of my mind, when my skies were clearer than the reasons for my pride. And I tried to see the world the way they saw it, but the presentations breeding hatred, never saw the love. And that was something that I needed very dearly. My teachers never listened, my peers couldn't hear me, so I sought refuge amongst the moons and Neptunes. And sunny days don't have to wait till next June. I could escape to anywhere I want to go, jam a living legend to Barcelona or Monaco. Mon ami, when it comes to life, there's always more to see. And as the story keeps unfolding, I'm hoping I can make it there. So this message, I'm hoping that I made it clear.
spent my whole life with my head in the clouds, dreaming dreams of doing everything but coming back down to earth. I hit the ground in search of something bigger than me, something bigger than you. Chased the feeling of free and found a reason to be selfless and be myself. Ball off and throw caution to the wind, cause stop is not an option, I'm a sportin' with a pen. I've conquered all my woes and rebuilt from within, stronger than ever. I found my light, and I'll be damned if I don't let it shine, reflecting all these images I'm hidden in my mind. But will they manifest? The only question here is time. I believe the key is your imagination and your ability to free yourself from limitations. Open up your heart and find peace in what today brings. No matter what, never ever quit your daydreams.